Are you ready though?
Yes.
What does ready even mean? Like, as a concept.
This is Spitting in the Stream of Consciousness.
That's our
show. Wait, did I get it right that time?
That's our podcast show.
Is it what this is called?
Yeah, he actually got it right this time.
You didn't know that?
We had a name?
Okay, well, this is Kendrick.
This is Joe. Oh, this is Kyle. I'm sorry.
This is Joe. Kyle forgot his own name.
I was going to make some comment about how Joe's being a doofus, and then I was in my own head.
Let's start over. This is Bartholomew.
This is Sangrius.
And I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, you are not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
We do not have
guests. Well, if that's what we're doing.
Nobody here likes to party besides me.
Wait, what? So anyway.
That was from Hot Rod, everyone.
Oh.
Oh.
Good move.
Oh. Oh.
So, I think today...
What?
Whoa. What? There you go. There's a chance for science here?
You got the exact same cadence.
Yeah, like, that I was thought, it.
Have
that
you been listening it, to yourself?
And, like, I'm not going to say I've been listening to myself, but I do I've been listening to myself.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Okay.
Okay, we won't think that's narcissistic of you, even though it totally is.
I didn't change the ringtone on my phone to that, though.
There's nothing wrong with listening to a soundbite of yourself so you think over and over again.
Over and over.
In your private times. Your alone times.
Right before you go to sleep.
So today I think we were going to talk about worst superpowers.
Yes.
And they're like, so this game originally started at Estes Park this year at a Renaissance Scots Festival.
Estes Park?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Well, I was there, the morning after, like, that we drank all night, and then, like,
I feel
there was that morning where
it was snowmass. We were out in the mountains at a condo, and we were drinking, and we were, for some reason, discussing superpowers that...
It was the next morning.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about orange juice, and I was talking about, what if you could squeeze orange juice out of your hand?
Not like with an orange, but just by making it fast.
So the first superpower we had was... What if you could squeeze your hand and orange juice would come out at an uncomfortably cold temperature, but only like a normal juicer?
Yeah, it's like, it's not much. It'd take you like a little while to fill up a glass.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortably cold, and you have to squeeze really
hard. For everyone, not just you.
Yeah, and it's unpleasant on your hand. And
But you get free orange juice.
But you get free orange juice, but it takes a little while,
right?
And so that was one of those, like, well, that's clearly magical. Like, that's an amazing ability. Like, you're breaking the laws of physics, but... It's also really kind of inconvenient.
Right. Like, you go to, like, grab something and it tightens your hand tight, like a steering wheel, and just orange juice starts leaking
out. You have to have gloves with straws on them. And it starts to become more of a curse than a blessing.
Yeah, but you could, you know...
But you've never bought orange juice ever again,
you
right?
You could, like, throw that at someone and then just be uncomfortably cold. Like, I got you.
In little bits of them, because it's...
Well, I mean, you can fill the glass beforehand, like a water bottle with your uncomfortably cold orange juice.
It makes good cop, bad cop become a very strange dynamic, because you just hold them down, and you're like, you want some orange juice,
buddy? Could you do it if you hold someone, like, tight enough? If I grab your arm,
juice would just kind of emit from your hand somewhere? Yeah. That's disgusting.
And then the second one that we kind of came up with was me pulling a rip-off straight of Dane Cook, but modifying it, because in one of his stand-up specials...
Oh, you said his name.
It's okay. Well, Dane Cook, give us money.
Don't have any money anymore.
Okay.
He
Whoa, now it's slander. Okay, it's not just a person rights or whatever. I don't know these things. It was shooting pasta out of your hands, but it's lukewarm, but you get to control the
sheet?
Not the sheet. You can do any pasta you want.
Anyone.
You can, but you get to control the hardness of it, but it's always the same speed. Like, I don't think you can change the velocity.
It's just kind of like...
And it's lukewarm. Yeah. So, like, but you can make it, like, al dente, so it might actually poke somebody's eye, like, if you, like, did it, right?
Ow.
Oh, God.
Can you scratch them a little bit with the ends if it's, like, totally wrong?
You can make, pasta nails.
Yeah.
And they would break, like, really, really easily, but they'd be, like, sharp, like, shanks if you, like, did it right.
Yeah. That's kind of like the Family Guy bit, too, I guess.
And then we went to the extreme, and that one is, like, could you, you know, solve world hunger?
Pasta. How quickly can you emit it from your...
I don't know if that's a.
I thought we agreed that it was like, it wasn't really like a force. It was more of just a slow
extrusion.
Exactly. It's like a pasta maker. Like, it's like kind of just pushing it out, and you're like, this is taking longer than I thought it was going to take. I should have just bought regular pasta.
Yeah. Well, don't have to cook it.
Is that the superhero's name, the pasta maker?
No, his name's like Jeffrey. Like, it didn't even have like a good name.
There was another one we had in there with like time, and I cannot remember to this day. But
we were really hungover.
On the drive back from Snowmass, we came up with the one where Joe is driving his Jeep Liberty, and there's just you have the power to summon another Jeep Liberty that's behind you, but it's got a driver in it that's just super pissed off at you. Like,
so the reason that happened, if you remember, was we were it was it was a. one of those mountain passes where you single lane and like scary as shit, and every now and then you pull over to like hit the bathroom or something, and we pulled over a couple times. Yeah, we pulled over a couple times. And so but there was this Jeep guy behind us who was not happy with the speed Joe was going. I, for one, was not happy with the speed Joe was going, but for different reasons on the opposite side of the spectrum. So, like, nobody was happy with the speed Joe was going. And so we pulled over a couple times, and he overtook us. But then he pulled over, and we overtook him. So he kept ending up behind us again, and each time he seemed more and more mad about it, which is, like, that is the worst superpower ever, because, like, wherever you are, you just summon this guy, and it's the same guy every time. And whatever he's doing, whatever he's doing in his life, doesn't matter. Now he's behind you in a Jeep.
Yeah, yeah, and like, he's fucking driving mad.
He's driving down the road, and suddenly he takes a turn, and he ends up, like, halfway across the country behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
God. That's why,
God.
I mean, that leads to the whole pissed off this. He's like, because he didn't, maybe he wasn't even in the car, but now he's in his Jeep Liberty that he has to own, because every other car he owns
turns
into a Jeep
Liberty.
And now he's getting busted for stealing back his Jeep Liberty. And you're ruining this guy's life, Joe.
But you get a car, and you can, like, summon a car onto stuff. I mean, that's useful, I think.
Sure.
Okay, so those are, like, the three originals. And then I don't remember any of the other ones we've come up with.
Joe certainly must remember one of them.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't remember any of the ones that we were talking about, because my memories keep getting overtaken by the superheroes that I invented in high school.
Go for it. Which had, as long as they're lame.
Bizarre. Yeah. Well, yeah, not so much lame as bizarre. Yeah, maybe lame. There was a guy who could...
If you came up with it in high school, it's lame. Sorry, that's just how it works. Math checks out.
There was one guy who could... he could summon a semi. He could just, like, by punching his fist sideways in the air in the intersection up ahead, a semi would just come blaring out of nowhere.
It's very specific.
Yeah, it's an incredibly
like,
specific
like, what if you're not near an intersection? What happens?
Oh, it just kind of, like, throws out of the air and then crashes. With a utterly bewildered driver.
You're like, what? So, what happened? Like,
so does it teleport one from another place, or does it create a new one?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really actually sat down and nailed out the brass tacks on
it. Sounds awfully a lot like this Jeep Liberty power.
It's
just
very much
more
like
destructive.
It's, yeah, but it's like the more villain like a version. Guy who would, like, just throw, his, like stand up on top of a building and just hurl semis into the air.
Is it the Jeep Liberty guy's nemesis is this dude who throws semis, and, like, they just have, like, a long-standing feud.
And those
drivers are just, like, they don't like either of them.
Yeah.
Because they just end up fighting, like, car fighting each other all the time.
It's the worst, most fucked up Pokemon ever. Yeah.
So, what about one where you can eat vegetables quicker than anyone else, and if you've eaten 2 pounds of vegetables, then you can eat anything. Like... You can eat one of anything.
Like a car?
Yeah, like you could eat... After you've been, like, charging up your laser, after, like, after 2 pounds of any vegetable, you can eat anything.
Does it have to be the
like,
same vegetable?
One of
like
anything.
Like a vegetable medley?
No. It's just 2 pounds of any vegetables, like, in any combination.
Okay.
That's the power, is that you have to charge up your ability to eat anything.
That seems
Kyle,
kind
I
of
want
untenable.
My keys out of my apartment. Can you help? Okay.
You gotta buy the vegetables
this
time.
Just get
me
a pile.
What are you taking?
Are you gonna eat the
figure out, I was trying to figure out a use case, then you found one, so never mind. So, fuck me.
Or
I'll
like
be over
if
here.
You're a villain, you know, you could eat like a bunch of vegetables and then eat through like a bank vault.
And then you have to find a way to menacingly scarf down 2 pounds of broccoli.
You're just like,
you can't do that.
I guess that's true. I never specified the time period. It's like you have to like eat the next thing right after you finish eating. It has to be like
I could just see you as a villain with like a big old plate of like deep fried something that's a vegetable in there, and you've got all the weights exactly right, and you're just slowly eating it as you build your way up, and then as you hit the last one, you turn around and just eat somebody.
Yeah.
just like the main hero, and you're like, oh, it would be a shame if you were to be eaten. Oh,
and I finish the last piece of broccoli.
Oh. And then you just dive right in and eat them.
That's how you do it with like the panache of like a real villain. Is you eat the last piece as you say that, and then it's like game on. I get to eat one thing, and then I have to eat 2 more pounds of broccoli. But the problem is that you really may not. I don't know if I've decided on this yet because I don't know how powerful this would be. But you can only eat as much as you can normally eat. Like if you want to like have to eat something crazy big, you have to stuff yourself. Like. You know,
like a Marvel zombie situation.
Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Hulk?
God. Yeah.
I'm thinking more like the Blob, where you just become this, like, you just like, I don't care what I look like because I can eat anything after I eat 2 pounds of vegetables. I wonder how it digests. Okay, we're getting too deep into this.
I'm assuming that
there's no, like, ramifications of what it is you eat.
Well, I mean, like, if you really get into the details here, this thing all falls apart really quickly. For example, if you could actually create pasta from your fingernails, that's not coming from your body in any way. You're just manifesting matter.
Yeah.
The introduction of that would cause a sonic boom. Manifesting matter right there would displace air, and that would be horrifying.
It would be scare the shit out of people. Like, it would be like, boom!
Yeah, like, think about when you clap your hands, you're only displacing that much air that sharply, and how loud that is. Think about what happens if you were to all of a sudden spontaneously create a Jeep. The resultant sonic boom would probably kill you.
You're not creating a Jeep, remember? You're pulling it from somewhere
else. But I mean, if you're spontaneously manifesting it here, what happens to the air? Did you switch it back?
Yeah, so maybe that's part of the power.
This really random chunk of differently temperatured air.
Yeah, that would be cool, right?
The volume
that's the catch
causes a small hurricane or a tornado in there.
You can be like, I know where my enemy's at. I have to summon the Jeep from there. Ted, I need you to help me this one time.
I'm getting... like, oh man, I'm getting tailed. I need to lose him. I'm so sorry, Edward. I'll remember your birthday this year, though.
I won't summon you then. All right, let's go. What's another one?
Well, but like, that's where a lot of those things are. That's the problem with all superhero powers, though. Is like, really, if you get to the nitty gritty, there's some serious issues.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like you. Someone always asks your favorite superpowers, right? And you got to think of those ramifications when you answer that question. That's why I like the idea of super strength while I maintain my same body mass, because it means that I am like impenetrable as well. Because I'm just a solid bulk of like muscle.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to be able to do all that stuff while maintaining the same body shape, which means I probably can't be killed by most things that would, like, kill me in like, a physical sense.
You know? Yeah.
You're hyper-dense. You're like a black hole, but then you're probably dead.
Right? Like if you were that dense, then, yeah, you'd be dead.
I wonder if there's, like, a ratio of, like, how muscular you can be to being able to move.
That's where you have to put provisions in there. Like, I want to be ridiculously strong with the same body mass and all of the necessary density allocations for bone structure and nervous system intact. Right. You're like, okay, we're nerds.
Yeah, and like, then you can lift a car without like breaking your back or like being just shoved right into the ground.
Or because you're the guy's like, actually, point of order though, because like if you lifted a car, yeah, you'd like break something.
You better
else.
Hope there's no like sewer underneath you or like any kind of like bridge. Like
the PSI rating for something versus the size of your foot, like what you're gonna do is you're gonna crush your shoe, like your sole of your shoe is gonna get squished flat, right? Like this is the shit you never think of, right?
People
like,
have lifted cars before without that happening, but it's like the suddenness at which you lift the car, I think, would impact like the environment around you, right? You like picked it up and tossed it, like the amount of.
I mean, that's the thing though. Is like, okay, maybe not right away, but you'd burn through shoes real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Like, this is the shit you gotta think about. Like, you need to have a fucking shoe budget if you're gonna be that guy, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, take your shoes off.
Stay mandated shoes if they're, like, you know, working for the government.
That's part of your super suit.
Steel sole shoes?
No, yeah, what about teleportation? Like, I always thought that would be really cool because then they wouldn't have to go through traffic and then
survive. If I could have the. This went from worst superpowers to awesome superpowers, and I'm 100%
well, like, okay with yeah, it. Yeah, I know. Like, this is how about we change the stuff that we want?
How about
the implications?
Well, but how about you can teleport? But there's some weird rules.
Like, you have to be able to see where you're going type stuff?
Well, no, like, you have to not be able to see where you're going.
Yeah.
You can only teleport to places you can't see.
Or, like,
to the exact same place more than once.
What if you did... Oh, you just made me think of, like, how we can make good superpowers bad.
Yes.
You can lift any living thing, but that's it. You can only, like, physically lift any living thing. So, you know, cars, no buildings, no mountains. Yeah. Just, like, elephants, other people. Yeah, like, anything that's a lot. But the teleportation thing would be cool. You can't teleport to the same spot twice. I like that. That seems cool. What happens?
So,
you're not allowed to?
But it just doesn't work. So think about it. That would totally change how you do it, right? You wouldn't want to waste it.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to start teleporting to, like, different spots in the same field. Because you slowly burned out.
What if you see, like,
places?
A picture or something? You're like, I'm going to go there. Ah, son of a bitch.
No, it's like, I think he's talking about the exact, like, physical spot you teleport to.
Yeah.
There would be, like, an intangible void there where you could never teleport to again.
You can teleport quite to that same spot.
I mean, like, if you can't see, if you can only teleport to things you can't see.
Oh, no,
so
I was thinking the other
one. Oh, you can't see. No, that season's right. So if you see on a postcard, you have to go there?
Like, you can't go there because you can see it now.
Or do you mean like you can't see within your field of vision?
I mean that I can't teleport just 10 feet in front of me. I've got to teleport like
a distance.
Way away. You can only teleport.
You have to get up ahead of the traffic here.
Yeah.
You can only teleport jumps at a time, like jumps. That would be really cool.
That'd be jarring as hell.
I just really thought.
Or how about you can only teleport exactly 1 mile away?
Oh man.
And it takes 5 minutes to recharge.
I was going
to
say, how fast you need to do
it. Time, yeah.
Or no, there's no recharge time, but you get nauseated if you teleport more than 5 times in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You just got a barf bag all the time, and you just roll. Because think about it. Like, if that was your power, it was like, I could teleport anywhere exactly 1 mile away. no shorter, no further, exactly 1 mile in any direction I pick. You're going to have, like, some shock absorber shoes on because you're not 100% sure you got the height right.
Yeah.
You're going to have a couple of barf bags on you because, like I said, you will be nauseated after a while.
Maybe some knee pads.
Yeah, you'll probably want to have, like, some full crash gear on.
And that way if a car is, like, driving away, you just get hit.
You're
like,
oh, God!
So, and what you do is you switch places with whatever you arrived at.
Oh.
So you can't... So if you teleport into something, a U-shaped chunk of it goes missing.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I fucking dig it, dude.
Excluding the contents of your nostrils and mouth.
Right? Okay, yeah, like, you know, reasonably. It's not a genie superpower.
How about plus 3 millimeters around you?
Yeah, like a 3 millimeter. Like,
let's make it like 3 inches around you.
What if you, okay, yeah, okay.
So you want to jump a little, or you take chunks of ground with you every time, right? And make sure your clothes are all in tight, or you fuck up your favorite jacket.
Yeah. Aw, man, you can't wear long coats.
Man, you can, but you gotta, like, keep them, you gotta, like, bundle them up close.
You made me think of another really interesting superpower that you could turn around.
Sure.
You can read anyone's mind, but you have to sift through all their opinions of you first.
Oh, man.
Right?
Would you just stop after that?
I don't know, like, That's like, the question we do, right? Like, the first things that come to their, froth are, like, the every single thing they think of you, and you have to go through all of them.
That'd be useful.
You can read whatever you want.
I feel like that'd be useful for, like, strangers, because a stranger has no opinion of you, so that'd be really easy. And,
but then you'd be really hesitant to deal with people that you're close to, right? There's a lot of cops over there.
Driving, all those cops.
Driving the speed limit.
Behind this weird coke truck that I scheduled to go
behind. Behind an unmarked white box van.
I've just watched RoboCop recently. And this spells disaster.
We're about to be in a RoboCop style.
Yeah, RoboCop.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I like this. I like teleportation a lot because that movie Jumper, another Hayden Christensen movie that wasn't horrible.
I gotta watch that one.
It's actually cool, man. It makes me really want to be on teleport.
Jumper, yeah. It's him, the bad guy, Samuel L. Jackson.
Is that the one where the bad guys come to find him in his apartment and then they're like, we need to train you for something and really just want to fuck with him or whatever it is?
No.
Is that Wanted?
No. I think that's. Is that the one where, like, the guy teleports to this cave? He finds another teleporter guy, right?
Yeah,
that's
like a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one.
Okay. There's another one that's like vaguely weird about having like ESP style powers, like clairvoyance and stuff like that, telekinesis, but I cannot remember the name of it.
Box truck is he moving around lanes. I think he's trying to shake the cops.
Shake him. Can't shake him.
Blast him.
Oh man.
It's gonna get out of hand. I'm sorry.
We'll come back.
I could not do it. Okay. So what are some other, I'm just thinking of X-Men that we can fuck with. Like Cyclops already has it pretty bad. We don't need to mess with Cyclops.
He actually already has a shitty superpower, right?
Yeah.
You can shoot lasers out of your eyes, but you can't not shoot lasers out of your eyes.
It's one of the most powerful superpowers in like the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
To be fair, like getting hit with that laser is like. It's like a death sentence.
But like, think about it. That's already such bullshit.
Like the arcade X-Men game.
Yeah.
That makes me want to go to 1UP.
Like, I know. Yeah. So fuck it. Let's go.
Yep. Let's go.
No. That's actually the good point. Is he actually already has a shitty superpower? He figured it out because it's like you can shoot lasers from your eyes, but you can't not shoot lasers from your eyes. Like that's
it's always happening.
Yeah. Like Charles Xavier, he has a cripple, but he gets to be telepathic.
Just kidding.
It's
not really.
Hey, wait a second. I don't think he has to cripple.
anyway. How about like Colossus, right?
I love Colossus.
Oh, actually,
right. But there's a variety of substances that just cut right through him when he's in metal mode.
Really?
And it's like no. I'm saying how to fuck with his power. Like any kind of ceramic. Or he's allergic to something when he's in metal mode. Like. He rusts.
It makes me think of like lycanthropy, like Colossus of Power, where like if you talk, there was like this documentary on werewolves a long time ago I watched as a kid, and people who were claiming to be werewolves claimed that it was incredibly painful to be a werewolf because you shapeshift, your bones are breaking, you're reforming and stuff.
Awful.
So now that made me think of Colossus with regard to like what Wolverine has to do, because he shoots those claws out of his hand every time, but he's got a healing factor, right?
So it's just
what painful. Colossus isn't like just coming on top of his skin; it's actually coming out from underneath his skin. So
it's
he's
really
like
painful.
Yeah, he's like has to regrow his skin underneath his metal, like
it's terrible.
Every time he does it, so he has to like stay there for longer, or can't go back as quickly, or something like that.
Well, that was actually kind of brings up a good point about Wolverine, because in the latest run that they had done, when I was working at the comic book shop, they killed Wolverine, and they took away the title is the death of Wolverine.
Spoiler.
Hey, it's a six comic arc. You're not sure if he's gonna.
It's been out for fucking months.
Or something.
It's
actually been out for a lot longer than that. It's been out for like a couple of years.
Has it been really? Oh my god, it has.
When did you last work at the comic shop?
Over a year ago. I forget how time
does that thing. Anyway, Wolverine.
But Wolverine like loses his healing factor, and they actually kind of address that as a really big issue for him because, for one, every time he pops his claws, it is actually just punching through his skin. So he can't do it every time. And when he gets pissed, he'll do it instinctively, and then they have to, like, pull it, like, retract them. And then he's got a friend that they picked up who is a medic who goes over and, like, re-bandages his hand and re-sutures all the, like, the puncture holes. He also, and I feel like this was never really well addressed, but they only started doing this recently, he can't swim.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So he's like heavy, he's all
I've heard that before. He's like, and he it makes him like, everyone's like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to go on that boat. Well, why? I don't want to go on that boat.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember.
I remember that. Like, he, but they made it sound like he just can't swim. But it's like, no, it's because he weighs like 400 pounds or something, right?
Yeah, and I don't know how his like healing factor deals with drowning.
I don't know that he does either, and I don't know that he wants to find out.
Yeah.
that would be so bad. Imagine that. Like, you just constantly die and, like, give him come back and
they
die.
They did that in Highlander.
Yeah.
Did they drown someone?
Someone was shipwrecked, and then they drowned, and then they ended up walking and swimming, like, across the various parts of the water to get back to land. It took them years.
Wow.
So they were fucking crazy by the end. They just completely lost their mind while they were down there. So they became just a complete
psychopath. What Highlander movie was
that? That was a TV show.
Oh, wow.
The TV show really explored a lot of fun stuff. Like, a lot of the things you could guess, like, what if this happened? They did it. Like, they met a bunch of cool immortals that were way older. Mythos was one of the main guys, and he was an Egyptian dude. And so he's, like, 4,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But and not so, Sean Connery.
Not Sean Egyptian. Connery Egyptian, but, like ancient Egyptian.
Wait,
too.
What the fuck does that mean?
Sean Connery was in one of the movies.
Okay.
But I don't think he was that old, was he?
No,
he wasn't that old. But no, Sean Connery playing an Egyptian Spaniard, which makes about as much sense as the sentence I just said, and the voice I used with it. They talked about it with they had these guys that were the horsemen of the apocalypse, and they would just run around fucking murdering people because they were immortals and they all knew it, and they would kill everybody, and that was like, oh, okay. So they did a lot of cool stuff with the show. But anyway, there's a superpower, right?
Yeah, being immortality.
All right, but what's the catch?
Isn't, like, the Highlander immortality kind of have its own catch?
Well, the Highlander immortality catch is that until you first die, you're a perfectly normal human. Upon your first death, you will resuscitate in exactly the same age and physical fitness that you were when you died.
It's like kind of a Harkness thing, but, like, a little less timey.
Yeah.
That immortality is the interesting thing.
You can, the Harkness one or the?
The Highlander one. Well, you have to still die.
Yeah.
It's still not so fun.
If you lose a limb, you're fucked. It doesn't regrow. But if you get a limb dismembered and you hold it there, it'll reattach.
So, like, if you die from shock of loss of limb, you lose that limb pretty much, unless someone holds it together. Yeah. For you.
There was a guy who lost a hand, and there's another guy who didn't lose a hand because he managed to keep it. There was a guy who got his throat slit, and he didn't...
cutting your head off is how you die as a Highlander.
Cutting your head off kills you for realsies. Yeah, so you die for realsies when your head gets cut off, and then you all of your power gets leached into the person who cuts your head off, if they're an immortal.
Much like Jet Li's one.
A lot like one. The one was kind of a ripoff of Highlander in a lot of ways, but it was also badass, so I'm not going to really call him one out. So one of the guys who was an opera singer had his throat slit, and because he didn't bind it correctly right away, he has a huge scar. And his voice is now gravelly, and he sells suits.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's.
That's like that seems reasonable.
No, but he fell from. Well, he's super angry because now he can never be an opera singer again, but he gets to live with that forever.
Mm, okay.
So like, there's lots of fun.
Your show seems pretty awesome.
I really enjoyed it growing up. Actually, there were like 8 seasons of it. It ran a long time. And Adrian Paul's a hunk.
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I check it out. It's definitely early 80s or early 90s. It's definitely got a lot of that.
It's not gonna be worse than Beastmaster, though.
No. Not even so. I mean, but
you still got that going for you.
It's a little rough in spots. Some of the acting is a little off, but I enjoy it. My mom was a huge fan, so I watched a lot of it growing up. And
another podcast episode shows our moms liked when we were kids. Because I watched a shitload of Stargate SC-1 and MacGyver because of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, what's the fuck is that dude's name?
Yeah, that guy.
Richard Allen. No, what's his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That guy.
He's the...
MacGyver.
MacGyver. I'm going to be... I can't believe I just forgot this dude.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's not.
I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you for everyone, Kyle.
Thank you.
You're forgiven by proxy.
So... So what... I mean, that is kind of a catch already, but I feel like that's still pretty badass. I mean, okay, so... Well, there is a catch with the Highlander is you... If anyone... The other... Immortals are trying to find you and kill you because there's a goal, there's an end game, which is the Gathering, where...
Is it the Gathering? I thought it was the Quickening.
The Quickening is what happens when you kill somebody. Mm-hmm. The Gathering is what's going to happen at the end of days. And at the Gathering, all of the well, depending on which interpretation, the movies went one way, the TV show the other way, but the Gathering is supposed to be the end of the fighting. And the way that they later interpreted it, that means there's going to be only one left.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson,
yeah. There's going to be only one.
And so... They definitely explored that where it's like the Gathering is where the last remaining immortal will get together and basically kill each other.
Cool.
And then one immortal will remain and he will have all the power of all the other immortals because each time you kill someone, you take their power. Which got cooler in the movies because one of them was an illusionist and then the guy killed them and became an illusionist as well. TV show didn't have as much of that stuff because their budget wasn't as big.
An illusionist like he...
Like yeah, he could create like eagles and send them at you and shit. Like, or they cut, it cut, gets cut in half but he was an illusion, so he's walking around with his upper torso and his legs walking around just fucking with him.
So he's like Loki.
Kind of. Like, yeah, basically he killed Asian Loki and became regular Loki. But
so like the main guy.
Yeah, the main Creed tiger.
Not a Creed.
Was that the first or third? I don't remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is, that's a heck of a
weakness. Why
didn't
you talk about the second Kendrick?
There isn't a second Highlander. It was a numerical error. They went directly from 1 to 3. So the weakness there is that there is a secret society of psychopaths with swords, which is a great tongue twister,
yeah,
out to kill you, and they can detect you because when you walk in the same room as an immortal, you get this little shimmery sound.
An active, what did you say? A secret society of
psychopaths
with swords with a similar syndrome as your
as yourself.
As yourself, yeah. We're all about that.
And they can detect you. So that's the trick: is they can detect you, and they want to kill you. So that's a hell of a weakness.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The eternal hunt thing is, it's like...
Yeah, like, you can't ever rest.
It's all Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, if you're a monster in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you better have some good shit going for you and be, like, a good guy, because they're going to fucking murder
you. They're coming. They're coming for you.
They're coming
strong. For some real turbulent juice.
Well, there's a game called Pocket Morty's out now, and if you haven't downloaded it on your phone, you should, because it's like Pokemon mixed with Rick and Morty, so it's the best thing you can imagine in the world.
Don't do it on a work day.
Yeah, don't do that on a work
day.
No,
you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What they said.
Yep.
So.
What if that thing I said? Do drama.
You need to phrase it as a question.
What if that thing I said? that does not work for Jeopardy rules, but it'll work for apparently.
Alex Trebek does not appreciate Futurama jokes.
But anyway, I think as far as shitty superpowers are concerned, Cyclops and the Immortals from Highlander are right up there.
Yeah, because nobody can get as shitty as, unless we like made a comic or, you know, something about that. Like, I think some of the ones from Mystery Men, that's why I like Mystery Men so much, is their powers are so weird. Like, you have, like, the guy who can get angry and just freak out, but he doesn't really get stronger.
Except the one time he does.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. Yeah, I guess you're right. Well,
at the very end, they all
a little bit stronger than average.
I can be invisible, but only when nobody's looking
at me. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, cool power, but fucking what? Like,
that's a joke.
And then, like, the Blue Raja who can throw forks really well. He's like, forks.
Is it forks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. And someone asked him, like, can't you throw knives? And he's like,
I threw a spoon at the guy, Jeff. I'm not stab man. I'm not knifey boy. I'm Blue Raja.
Thank you. And then the with the spleen who just farts at people and knocks them out. Like,
yeah, that's
just,
a definitely, you know, that's
but that, that universe and the Tick universe are filled with the shittiest superpowers and they're amazing. It's like, if that's
Mucilage
like
man.
The go-to place for like weird, dumb superpowers. And kind of Freakazoid a little bit too. If you ever watched Freakazoid and you're like...
Yeah, Freakazoid's got a lot of those.
Like Candlejack, it just floats around and like is like a ghost.
It's awful.
Like,
don't even say his name again.
Don't say his name. Don't say Candlejack's
name
again.
Oh, God.
Why shouldn't I say Candlejack's name again?
Damn it.
I also like how Freakazoid can't fly. He could just run real fast, but not real fast. So he just makes flying
Isn't
sounds.
He like turn into like a half lightning bolt sometimes.
Yeah, he can do that. He can do that too. But when he like he's like, I gotta go. He's like,
Oh, that's right.
He waves all his hands up and runs, but not even that fast. Like, you just, like, got a trot. And you're like, okay, Freakazoid.
Thank you. Those are three really good reference points if you want to go look up more shitty superpowers. Is the Tick, Mystery Men, and Freakazoid.
If you want to also get your heart ripped out, go check out Nuclear Age by Brian Clevenger, who did 8-Bit Theater. It's a novel, big paperback novel, very similar to The Tick. In fact, he's mad because of how much people compare it to The Tick, but it's a similar kind of thing about these sort of dopey superheroes, including the Iron Scotsman.
Sweet.
And his foe, the Steel Irishman. And, like, I'm not even kidding. Those are the things. And so it's actually a really good book. Would you say, Joe? I really enjoyed it. He definitely knows how to fuck with your feelings, though. So. Yeah.
Is it a... That's not a graphic novel. It's a book.
We got it. I'll lend it to you. Unless Joe has it.
No, I give it.
Yeah, so we have it. Got it. Okay. Borrow it. But it's a good one. It's a good one. He made the 8-Bit Theater to fill time and sell some ad space online to market his book. And then his book came out. And then no one cares about him anymore. His new comics all suck. But then he did this amazing online comic forever, and it was basically while he was writing this book, and it took him like a decade to fucking do it. Huh. And then he finally busted it out, and we're like, okay, well, I guess we're all done here, so
peace out.
Bye. Bought the book. Haven't gone to the website since. So alrighty, well, I guess we ought to wrap it up here as we pull into the parking lot of our esteemed place of business.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got there in the end. There's a ice cream truck coming today, Sweet Cali. I've never had it. And so
Well, that's sort of unrelated to the.
It is. I'm sorry. We're in the parking lot where it might be.
Everybody, we get to get free ice cream because our boss likes us.
Yeah.
It's free?
Yeah. We get ice cream today because our boss loves us.
What?
You have a chance for ice cream here?
You have a chance for ice cream here? All right, so this is Kyle, and,
this is Kendrick.
And this is Joe.
Is it Joe, though?
Thanks for listening to this today.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Future us and others.